My name's Jason Hoad and I'm co-founder of Athletics Kids. We're now in our second year and the idea came because there wasn't any other children's athletics-based programmes for 2.5 to 8-year-olds out there. Our programme involves obviously the basics of running, jumping and throwing. So there's other sport programmes out there like rugby, football and gymnastics, but not athletics. We felt that the basis of athletics does in fact contribute to a child's ability to use these skills in other sports. For example, speed and agility in any sport is extremely important.
So basically you're filling that gap in the market?
Yeah, I think so. I think we felt that there is definitely a need for that. And like I said, you know, there are other sport-specific child play programmes, but there wasn't one for athletics. And we do really feel that it's a sport that can actually contribute a lot to all the other sports that your child will go into.
So you say it's a family-run business. So did you come up with the idea together?
We came up with it together. I mean, obviously, my wife, who primarily runs it with Lucy, who's my oldest daughter, she's an athlete, she's a nationally ranked sprinter. My wife's obviously a qualified nursery teacher. We put the two together and I think the marriage went well. So we currently have over 200 children a week that go through the programme. And obviously it's constantly growing and we're looking to go into other areas. So
how easy is it to set up something like this? And do you have to be registered, say, with the local authority or any other organisations?
It's something that you don't necessarily have to be registered. You can obviously look if you want to go into the larger amount of sort of programmes where you can be Ofsted registered. We've decided against that for the moment. But in terms of, we've been speaking with Active Surrey, where we obviously want to try and expand on that basis there with them, which is obviously very much affiliated to Surrey County Council. And also we're trying to sort of try, and try is the word actually, is trying to work with England Athletics a bit more. But obviously their programme starts at slightly older than ours, but we would obviously love to do something in the long run where we can sort of build into that scenario with England Athletics, yeah.
So for the coaches like Sarah and Lucy, now say you said Lucy was a qualified athlete, does that help in what they're doing here?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, she started athletics from the age, she was about 9 years old actually, and most athletics clubs around the country, they start from the age of 8. What we've felt as well is, having children from the age of 2.5 year olds up to the 8 years old age, we can actually give them that sort of background. So when they join their athletics club, they more or less know, or they've got a grounding to what they've been doing. So when it comes into that sort of scenario where they're learning to throw a javelin or jumping some hurdles, we've given them hopefully a base for them to work on from there.
What do the children gain from this? What are the benefits for them?
I mean, firstly and foremost, it introduces them to being active, whilst at the same time it gives children confidence. It enables them to listen to instructions. They can recognise colours and are working in a team environment whilst they focus on coordination. So things like technique, agility, balance, it really does enhance their motor skills.
Right, ready to up.
What do you like about Athletics Kids?
I like it because it's fun and activities, and it's making me fit and it's really nice.
What do you like about Athletics Kids?
I like you do running, hurdles, lots of running around. Today we got a whole space.
Because it's really sporty and I like jumping over the hurdles.
I like the relays.
Right, what we're going to do is you've got to really concentrate. So we're going to pass the ball, the first one is going to pass it behind them.
So do you have any plans for the future to expand the group?
Yeah, I think for Athletics Kids we have a 5-year plan. Certainly over the next couple of years we want to sort of softly expand into other local areas. And then, you know, basically by hopefully, you know, 2021 we can possibly look at franchising the business out to other areas within the UK.
So where would you like to see Athletics Kids going?
We would like to be in a number of areas throughout the UK to start with, and then, you know, with any luck we could move into other countries thereafter. But basically, you know, we want to make a difference and firstly and foremost enable children to be prepared to go into their athletics clubs. So when it comes to when they're 8 years old, they've had that taste of what they feel, what they will expect when they go into an athletics club. So I think what we're trying to do is obviously, currently certainly in our area, we're working very closely with the athletics club. And they have a long waiting list as well, which so we're just basically helping what we can with overflows to that, and then we can obviously provide them with hopefully a start, so when they do get to join, they can sort of, you know, have a running start, so to speak.
Can you accommodate children with special needs?
We could. I mean, certainly it's something that we want to with learning disabilities. I think anything that we within our programme, I think our programme shouldn't be just it's not a specific programme for anybody. I mean, it's something that if we can show that we're making a difference, where we're giving children confidence, we're working on their motor skills, all those sort of things, balance, agility. I think for all types of, you know, children from the age of 2.5 to 8 years old, you know, we are happy to sort of work with special needs children, because, you know, we have people within our programme, and we really have seen, for example, how they've benefited from it already.
Jason, thank you very much.